Good evening. Can you believe it? Did anybody sing the Gloria? Or are you just watching me? Yeah, I know you were sitting there just watching the thing. I'm glad I wasn't standing under it, though. Jeez. It could have been Good Friday. Anyway. If you listen to the gospel as we sit there and we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yeah, there's a couple lines here I want to focus on. Do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised just as he said. Come and see where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead. So the three things we need to focus on this Easter is do not be afraid, come and see, go and tell. Do not be afraid, come and see, go and tell. First, Jesus says it twice, while the angel says it the first time, and then Jesus says the second. Do not be afraid. And that's the biggest thing that Easter gives us. That in spite of Good Friday, instead of the suffering of Holy Thursday night, instead of the darkness of Holy Saturday and the waitingness, the God of the universe looks at us in the midst of all our suffering, all our pain, all our fear of war, all our fear of loss of money, all our fear of what's going to happen next, and he says, listen, I've already conquered it. Do not be afraid. He reminds us, in the Gospel of John, when he says, in the world you're going to have trouble, but be confident, for I have overcome the world. And so this is, he says, now listen, I know you're going to go through stuff, but don't be afraid, because I've already went through it for you, like I talked about on Holy Good Friday, and I've come out the other side, and so will you. And so ultimately, this lack of fear is an act of trust. That God is true to his word. He said, I will rise, and he did. And he said, you will rise, and you will. And so it's not looking at ourselves or our situation, but it's by keeping our eyes on Christ and that he's alive. And then to do that, to really have that no fear, we need to do what the angel says. Come and see. Come and experience that the tomb is empty. And then in a few moments, come and experience. What's he say when he appears to the apostles? He says, tell them that I'm risen and go to where? Galilee. Remember? That was in the reading we read 5 minutes ago. You know, it says here, and there they will meet me. And so this thing that happens for all of us is, again, if I could think of one thing I could wish for everybody, it's to have the resurrection experience of Jesus Christ. Because once you've come to experience that Christ is resurrected, then these things make sense finally. It's not just a ritual that you hope you go through so when you die you don't go to hell. Or that you sit there and, you know, and again, I think that most people, nobody here, but the people outside, of course, that they're just hoping that this is all right. You know, still often when someone knows me well enough to really ask me an honest question, they say, Father, just like this, I've heard this question 3 times this week, but it was a hard week. What if you're not right? What if there's nothing after? I go, well then, we've been really messed up. But I said, listen, I know that there's something after. I know that. And the only way I know that, and I tell everyone, is because I spend an hour every day with the resurrected Lord. I know he's alive. I know it. And the question I always say, but do you know it? That's the question. And that's the question I ask you tonight. Those of you who are going to get baptized, those of you who are going to bring them by the church, those who are going to be confirmed. Do you know this? Or are you just going through the motions because, you know, it was a good thing? Is your resurrected experience of Christ going to be so real? Or are you going to be like those other pagans we baptized throughout the years that get baptized, they have a big celebration, everybody jumps around, they go out and they sin and they keep living their life their way? If you do that, please tell me right before I baptize you so I won't baptize you. Please tell me before you get confirmed so I won't confirm you. Because the reality is, if this isn't real, if it's not an encounter with the risen Lord, you're still a pagan. Though you go through the motion of being confirmed. They go through the motion of getting baptized. They go through the motion of sitting there and being brought into the church. You're still a pagan.
Will you have that encounter? Will you know, and do you know, because you should know it by now, that Jesus is alive? He's alive. And that you and I, all of us here, are called to come and see. And what that come and see is listen, come and spend time with me.
Just today, a lot of people stop by for confession and different things. And again, one person, I'm sitting there and we're going through this long conversation. I said, listen, I'm going to tell you the same thing I've told you for the last however many years. Listen, you don't know Jesus. And you know why you don't know Jesus? Father, tell me. I said, can't you tell me by now? You should be, everybody here should easily be able to tell me if you don't know Jesus, why? Because you don't spend time with him. So if you're here tonight, and you in your heart of hearts, and no, you don't have to do this for anybody else, you don't have to prove anything to me, who am I? Nothing. Huh? I know that sometimes when you sit there and you tell people, those who belong to this church, you know, where do you go to church? St. Joe's. People go, oh, you got Father Larry. I know that. It kills me to tell you the truth, but that's all beside the point. Oh, you know, I just, shut up. But the reality is, I'm nothing. Do you know him? And if not, you got to sit there and listen to the angel tonight. Because the angel's talking to you. Come and experience that he isn't here. Come and experience. Go wait in Galilee, but go and be with him and know that Jesus is alive. That's the only way you're not going to be afraid. Is when you come and he's worth your time. And you sit there and you spend time with him every day. And you come to know that he's alive. That's the only way you won't be afraid. Huh? And then after you've experienced him, then you go quickly and tell others. Listen, you don't have to be afraid either. You don't have to be afraid because he's alive. He died for you and he lives for you. You're going to be okay. Huh? That has to be our proclamation. And I think the reason that a lot of people never get to the go and tell is because they've never spent the time in knowing he's really resurrected. Because if you know he's resurrected, then you're going to want everybody to know that. That's going to be your greatest desire. You're going to want others to experience life because you've experienced life. You're going to want others to experience freedom because you've experienced the freedom of the resurrected Christ. You've been set free from the slavery that has bound you for years. You've encountered the risen Christ, and you want to tell everybody about him. So I don't know what it is, but my thought is, if you're not going and you're not proclaiming, it's because you haven't experienced it yet. And if you haven't experienced it, I'm just telling you how you got to do it. This Easter, as we begin again, he says, don't be afraid. Come and see. Jesus is inviting you to know that he's alive. He's inviting you to spend time with he who is resurrected. So that you don't have to be afraid. And so that you can go and proclaim. But it's up to you. It's an invite. Can this be another Easter? Or this can be an Easter where you came to know that he was alive. That you don't have to be afraid. And now you want everybody else to know. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? I hope. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.